The hour of recess having expired, the Senate will come to order, Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Madam President. Would you see if there are messages from the House?
Yes. How did you know?
Call it a sixth sense.
Karnak.
Would you please have those read?
Please read the messages from the House.
Madam President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted the Conference Committee Report on Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 101 as amended, and has taken up and passed Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 101. Also, the House refuses to recede from its position on House Amendment 1, House Amendment 1 to House Amendment 2, House Amendment 2 as amended, and House Amendment 3 to Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 81, and grants the Senate a conference thereon. Also, the House has taken up and adopted Senate Concurrent Resolution 7. Also, the Speaker has appointed the following on Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 81 as amended, Representatives Frederick, Futterbrink, Stream, Carter, and all. Also, the House has taken up and passed Senate Concurrent Resolution 11. Also, the House has taken up and adopted Senate Concurrent Resolution 12. Also, the House has adopted Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 161, and has taken up and passed Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 161. Also, the House has adopted Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 1008, and has taken up and passed Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 1008. Also, the House grants the Senate further conference on House Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 356 as amended. Also, the House refuses to recede from its position on House Committee Substitute to Senate Substitute to Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 254 as amended, and grants the Senate a conference thereon. Also, the House refuses to recede from its position on House Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 177 as amended, and grants the Senate a conference thereon. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Madam President. Would you see if there are conference committee appointments? And if there are, would you please have those read?
There are conference committee appointments. Please read the conference committee appointments.
Conference Committee Appointments on Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 81 with House Amendment 1, House Amendment 2 as amended, and House Amendment 3, Senators Pierce, Kehoe, Brown, Callahan, and Keveney. Also, on House Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 356 as amended, Senators Munslinger, Parson, Brown, Callahan, and Justice.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Madam President. Deborah Cotee has been given permission to take pictures in the Senate chamber today.
Duly noted.
And would you recognize the Senator from the 7th on a privilege motion?
Senator from
House Bill 101.
Senator from the 7th, you are recognized for a privilege motion on House Bill 101. Senator from the 7th, would you like to move that conference committee report for House Bill number 101 be brought before the body?
I do.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from the 7th. All those in favor of that motion say aye. Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The conference committee report is before the body. Senator from the 7th.
I move for the adoption.
Senator from the 7th has moved for the adoption of the conference committee report on House Bill 101. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 13th, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
To briefly inquire.
Senator from the 7th. Senator from the 7th, do you yield to the senator from the 13th?
I do.
She yields. Proceed.
I'm right behind you.
I know you are.
Okay. Could you quickly go through the issue and everything? I'm just walking in, please.
Yeah, this is the wine tasting bill. You'll recall that before, in order to pour samples in a retail, licensed retail.
Okay, okay, I remember
you know
that one.
Okay.
Yep.
Your favorite bill.
My favorite bill. We like beer. We don't like wine.
Okay. It includes that. You're covered.
All right. Thank you.
Further discussion on the adoption of the conference committee report. Seeing none, Senator, you are recognized to close on adoption of the conference committee report.
I close.
Senator from the 7th has moved the adoption of the conference committee report. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Votes aye. Senator from Phelps. Votes aye. Senator from Lawrence. Votes no. Senator from Green. Senator from the 1st. Votes aye. Senator from Stoddard. Change his aye to no. Senator from Cape. No. Senator from Saline. Votes no. Senator from Wright. Votes no. Senator from Andrew. Votes no. Senator from the 8th. Senator from the 8th, did you... Madam Secretary, would you please call the absentees?
Senators Curls, McKenna, Munslinger,
by your vote of 24 aye and 7 no, you have approved the conference committee report. Senator from the 7th.
I move that House Bill 101 be third read and finally passed.
You've heard the motion from the senator from the 7th. Any senator desiring to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from the 7th has moved that House Bill number 101 be third read and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 101, an act relating to liquor control. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from Phelps. Votes aye. Senator from Polk. Votes aye. Senator from Cass. Votes aye. Senator from Christian. Votes aye.
we don't.
By your vote of 24 ayes, 7 no, the bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed without objection. Let the journal show that the silent perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Madam President. Would you recognize the senator from the 24th for a privilege motion?
Senator from the 24th.
Madam President, I move that Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill number 351 with House committee substitute as amended, be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the senator from the 24th. All those in favor of that motion say aye. Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 24th.
Yeah, Madam President, I move that the House committee substitute for Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill number 351 as amended be adopted. This is the adoption reform bill. The bill here had an amendment that Senator from Lawrence added on that got taken off in the House committee substitute and then put back on as an amendment on the floor. So it's actually probably stronger than Senator from Lawrence had asked it to be. And so I'm willing to take any questions. And if not, I move that the Senate Bill 351 as amended, House committee substitute as amended, be read a third time and finally passed.
You've heard the motion from the senator from the 24th. Does any senator desire to be heard on the pending motion? Senator from the 8th, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Inquire the senator from the 24th.
Senator from the 24th. He yields. Proceed.
Senator, briefly just tell us what the House did different than the Senate.
Sure. In committee, they took the ability of the identity of what Senator from Lawrence had issue with was that when an adult adoptee went to find out information about their child, about their parents, and if one of the parents was dead, that then we wrote the bill the first time, then you could go ahead and find out the identity of your parents. And then that was the concern there would be is that the other spouse wouldn't have any knowledge of the dead spouse having had a child earlier in life. And so what the House did is this. They amended it. They took that out in the committee, and then they amended it back on where the House amendment states that the identifying information about the adoptive parents can be released if the biological parent is alive and consents, or the biological parent is deceased, and the other biological parent that's still alive is unknown or is known but cannot be found, is deceased or consents.
Okay, what about the spouse of the biological parent that is deceased? Do they have any rights? No? Yes?
Spouse of the biological parent that's deceased. That's who this is, the other biological parent. Okay, so you can't release the information.
No, I'm talking about the spouse of the biological parent that's deceased.
Exactly.
The spouse, do they have any rights at all to say yes or no because their family may be affected?
Right, they have to consent, or they have to be dead.
Okay.
Okay. Or they have to be unknown, or they have to be known, but he can't be found.
Okay.
So it's very analogous to what the senator from Lawrence wanted to put in.
Well, I will tell you that this is an important issue for me. My dad was adopted, thank you very much for carrying this legislation.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the pending motion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize to close on adoption of the House Committee substitute.
I close.
The senator from the 24th has moved for the adoption of the House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 351. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgeway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from the 11th, Senator from the 9th. Votes aye. Senator from Lawrence. Senator from the Franklin. Votes aye. Senator from Howell. Votes aye. Senator from Cape. Votes aye. By your vote of 32 ayes, 0 no, you have adopted the House Committee Substitute, Senator from the 24th.
Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 351 as amended by House Committee Substitute as amended be read a third and final, a third time and finally
You've
passed.
Heard the motion from the Senator from the 24th. Does any Senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
I close.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from the 24th has moved that Senate Bill 351 be third read and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please call, read the bill and call the roll.
House Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 351, an act relating to adoption records. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgeway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the 9th. Votes aye.
Lemke, no.
Senator from the 1st, would you mind repeating your vote? Senator from the 1st. Senator from St. Louis from the 1st. Would you? Aye. He votes aye.
32 ayes, 0 no.
By your vote of 32 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. If there is no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Madam President. Would you see if there are conference committee appointments to read in, and if there are, would you please have those read?
Yes, there are conference committee appointees. Please read the conference committee appointees.
Conference committee appointments on House Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 254 as amended. Senator Stouffer, Kehoe, Engler, McKenna, and Wright Jones.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Madam President. Would you see if there are messages from the House? If there are, would you please have those read?
There are messages from the House. Please read the messages from the House.
Mr. President, Madam President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the Speaker has appointed the following on House Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 177 as amended, Representatives Frederick, Allen, Wells, Carter, and Coloma. Also, the Speaker has appointed the following on House Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 254 as amended, Representatives Cox, Elmer, Barnes, Colonna, and Carlson. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Madam President. Would you recognize the Senator, the Senior Senator from St. Charles, the Senator from the 2nd for a motion?
Senior Senator from St. Charles, you are recognized for a privilege motion.
Thank you, Madam President. I have a privilege motion. I move that Senate Bill number 132 with House Amendments 1, 2, 3, and 4 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the senator from the second. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill's before the body. Senator from the second.
Thank you, Madam President. I now move that Senate Bill number 132 with House amendments be adopted. What this is for the body, this is the auto service contract bill that we have dealt with several times here on the Senate floor and passed out that deals with a lot of the problems that we had in this this industry that cropped up and really was a big deal in St. Charles County with all the U.S. Fidelis and things of that nature. The House has added four amendments, which are all good amendments. One is just I've sent out a sheet everyone should have on it on their desk that has the explanation of the four amendments. The first one was just purely a technical amendment. The second one dealt with processing claims for policyholders during natural disasters. We were having a problem with some of the rapid response teams that were going in for the tornado damage. Some of the municipalities were blocking them from coming in until they paid license fees and things of that nature, just using it as a pure way to get money, and it was blocking policyholders from getting, you know, their claims paid, and so their houses to be fixed and things of that nature. And then the third one set up a regulatory system for portable electronic devices. A lot of people are now, there's a market for getting insurance on your cell phones and PDAs and iPads and things of that nature. So this is just creating that system to where they can be operating in the state of Missouri. And then the fourth one just deals with making sure Missouri companies aren't double taxed when dealing with workers' comp programs and how the retaliatory taxes work when they do in business in other states, if it's charged to the policyholder, if they do a fee or things. So this just clarifies that Missouri companies won't have to pay twice when they're doing business in other states, and then the underlying bill. So I'll gladly answer any questions. If not, I'll renew my motion.
You've heard the motion from the senator from the second. Does any senator desire to be heard on the pending motion? Senator from Buchanan, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
To inquire of the senior senator from St. Charles.
Senator from the second, do you yield to the senator from Buchanan? He yields. Proceed.
Senator, I just want to make sure that this language does nothing to any insurance area other than the automotive,
yes,
or that electronics thing. Doesn't touch any provision which would apply broadly to other insurance companies.
No, it just deals with the auto service, extended service contracts for the auto industry, and then it just does have the setup and licensing structure for the portable electronic devices. Those are the only two things that it touches.
That's all I wanted to
Great.
Know. Thank you, Madam President.
Senator from the 10th, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
To inquire of the senator from the 2nd.
Senator from the 2nd, he yields. He yields.
Yes.
Proceed.
Thanks, Senator. On the portable electronics insurance piece, those are already, we already have those policies in Missouri. Is that correct? Or how is this different than what we already have? I guess what I'm
well,
asking.
If you have a, you can buy like an extended service contract and things. And some cell phones don't offer those because, you know, they're too expensive and you have to get them through the provider.
Yeah.
Well, there are outside companies that want to provide a market for this.
Oh, okay.
And so this is just setting up the regulatory and licensing system for an entity, a business that wants to start marketing these policies that are not affiliated with.
Okay.
Motorola or RIM or what?
Okay, I see. So back in the day when I buy my old junky cell phone, I might have some third party that I'd buy the add-on policy for my old junky cell phone. But now that I've got my fancy iPhone or whatever, the only thing I have really available to me is Apple Care or that
right.
sort of thing. So this would allow other companies to come in and do that.
And set up a market and a system
oh, cool.
for them to offer on those types of devices.
That sounds great. Thank
yep.
you, Senator.
No problem.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the pending motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from the second has moved for the adoption of House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 132. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones,
Senator from Cape, we need your vote. Senator from Cape, need your vote. Votes aye. Senator from the 23rd, votes aye. By your vote of 32 ayes, 0 no, you have adopted the House Committee substitute. Senator from the 2nd.
Move that Senate Bill number 132, as amended, be read a third time and finally passed.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from the 2nd. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Cape, for what purpose do you seek recognition? Senator from the 2nd, do you yield?
I yield.
He yields. Proceed.
Hey, how are you doing?
Very good. How are you?
Good. I just hadn't talked to you today.
Cool.
Everything going all right?
It's going great.
Nice. Thanks.
Thanks, bud.
Thank you, Madam President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the motion? Seeing none, Senator, you are recognized to close. The senator from the 2nd has moved that Senate Bill number 132, as amended by the House Committee substitute, be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
House Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 132, an act relating to certain specialty lines, insurance contracts with an emergency clause. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keviny, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
By your vote of 32 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Senator from the 2nd, you are recognized for adoption of the emergency clause.
I move for the adoption of the emergency clause.
You've heard the motion from the senator from the 2nd. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keviny, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from Stoddard, votes aye. Senator from Andrew, votes aye. By your vote of 32 ayes, 0 no, the bill and the emergency clause, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Without objection, let the journal show that the title and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from the 23rd. stay tied with them until next legislature.
Thank you, Madam President. Sorry I didn't hear you recognize me.
That's okay.
Do we have conferees to read in?
We do have conferees to read in.
Would you please have those read?
Please read the conferees.
Conference Committee Appointments on House Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 177 as amended. Senators Brown, Schaaf, Schaefer, Callahan, and Green.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Madam President. Would you recognize the Senator from Cole for a privilege motion?
Senator from Cole, you are recognized for a privilege motion.
Thank you, Madam President. I have a privilege motion. I move that Conference Committee Report Number 2 on Senate Bill 250 be taken up for adoption.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Cole. All those of the opinion that that motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Ayes appear to have it. Ayes do have it. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that the Conference Committee Report Number 2 be adopted. This is the Senate Bill 250. We talked about it about a month ago here in the chamber. We had a small amendment that Senator from the 11th added to it that helped the bill out quite a bit. When it got over to the House, there was a rather large idea added to it. That was a good idea. Senator from St. Francis was kind enough to help me through understanding that. And in conference committee, the House ultimately decided to remove the information they had added over there. However, I did want to point out to the members on page 3, there was several words added by the senator from Lawrence that was agreed upon to in committee. So it is substantially the same as the bill that we actually voted out of here about a month ago. And I would be happy to answer any questions on Senate Bill 250.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Cole. Does any senator desire to be heard on the pending motion? Senator from the 8th, for what purpose do you rise?
Briefly inquire.
Senator from Cole, do you yield?
No, Ameren.
Senator from Cole, do you yield?
Yes, I'm sorry.
He yields. Proceed.
No nuclear plant in this bill, huh?
Yes, there is an entire no, there's not a nuclear plant. But to your point, this just to remind the body, I didn't do a great job of telling them that Senate Bill 250 strengthens sexual offender laws, so probation and parole people, probation and parole board, I should say, has some teeth behind requiring people who get early parole to complete a sexual offender training course.
Great bill. Thank you. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you, Senator.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the pending motion from the senator from Cole? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from Cole has moved for the adoption of Conference Committee Report Number 2 for Senate Bill 250. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from Stoddard. Votes aye. Senator from Cape. Senator from Second. Votes aye. Senator from Johnson. Senator from Johnson.
Aye.
Votes aye after conference.
Aye.
Senator from Andrew votes aye. By your vote of 33 ayes, 0 no, the conference committee report is adopted. Senator from Cole.
President, I now move that Senate Bill 250 be third read and finally passed.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Cole. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize close.
I close.
Senator from Cole has renewed his motion that conference committee report for Senate Bill number 250 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Conference Committee Substitute Number 2 for House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 250, an act relating to requirements for persons convicted of sexual assault offenses. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones, Crowell.
Senator from Cape, would you please restate your vote? Votes aye. By your vote of 33 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. If there is no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Madam President. Would you recognize the senator from the 4th for a motion?
Senator from the 4th, do you have a motion?
Yes, Madam President, I have a privilege motion.
State your motion.
Madam President, I move that the conference on House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 61 as amended be dissolved and that the Senate request the House to recede from its position on House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 61 as amended and take up and pass Senate Bill 61.
You've heard the motion from the senator from the 4th. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Cape, for what purpose do you seek recognition? Senator from the 4th, do you yield?
I do.
He yields. Proceed.
Senate Bill 61.
Condemnation Commission.
Okay. So you're not able to get resolution of stripping some amendments off the House put on, and you want to just dissolve and say?
And say, let's go back to the original bill, either vote it out or kill it.
Okay. Gotcha. Thank you. Thank you, Madam President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the pending motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Madam President, I renew my motion.
You've heard the motion from the senator from the 4th. All those of the opinion that that motion shall prevail say aye. Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion carries. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Madam President. Would you recognize the senator from St. Francis for a motion?
Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, I have a privileged motion.
State your privileged motion.
I move that Senate Bill number 97 with the House amendments be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the senator from St. Francis. All those of the opinion that that motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Ayes appear to have it. Ayes do have it. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate Bill 97 be adopted. Madam President, we sent this over and it was a consent bill here in the Senate, and it was land conveyance for some property at the Farmer Mental Health Center, the city of Farmington. Now, and it got a unanimous vote. The House put two things on it, and I've checked with both of them. The senator from Cole, this conveys some land to the city of Fulton from their Farmer Mental Health Center. That's a historic building that they are going to preserve and use as a historical society building. And then in Cape, there it was added, I believe, also on that, yes, Southeast Missouri, the river campus had a little piece of land that did not, they did not need, and they're going to convey that to the Habitat for Humanity. I've checked with the senator from Cape on that. Both of them are aware of these projects and support these projects. I'd be happy to any questions, but they didn't put anything offensive on it, and I'd like to approve it and get it done. Thank you, Madam President.
You've heard the motion from the senator from St. Francis. Does any senator desire to be heard on the pending motion for adoption of the House Committee Substitute? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from St. Francis has moved for the adoption of House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 97. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones,
Senator from Stoddard, votes aye. Senator from Andrew, votes aye. Senator from Lawrence, votes aye. Senator from the 15th, votes aye. Senator from Johnson, votes aye. By your vote of 33 ayes, 0 no, you have adopted the House Committee Substitute, Senator from St. Francis. Senator, I believe you need to move for third reading and final passage of Senate Bill 97.
That motion there for the third reading and final passage.
The senator from St. Francis has moved for third reading and final passage of Senate Bill 97. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 13th, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
To inquire the senator from the 15th.
Senator from the 15th, do you yield for inquiry?
Yes.
He yields. Proceed.
Senator, I'm inquiring you because I know you and the senator from the 23rd would be highly interested in two graduates of your high school last year who've gotten out of college and come up to visit us in this state capitol. Watch us this evening after they visited some friends in Columbia, Missouri. And knowing that you and the senator from 23rd are proud of your high school heritage, I just thought you would like to know that these two students wanted to see the two senators from graduates from DeSmet High School in action on the Senate floor.
Well, your son?
Yes, right up there.
I remember when your wife came up for Senate confirmation. I think I asked her if she was in fact married to you when he was born.
Look too much like me, but he has, as my wife will tell you, he has my temper. He does have my temper.
Well, you're a proud dad, and the Palace on Ballast is a good place to go.
I know I have pestered you all this year talking about my son, how much I did miss him, but he's spending today and tomorrow with his oldest friend. His oldest friend was my first baseman when my son was my second baseman when I did Little League Baseball. And I just thought the two senators, the graduates from DeSmet, would be interested in that.
Well, we're very proud of them, as you are.
Thank you, Senator.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the pending motion? Seeing none, Senator from St. Francis, you are recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from St. Francis has moved that House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 97 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
House Committee Substitute Number 2 for Senate Bill 97, an act to authorize the conveyance of real property owned by the state. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, did he say aye? Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Where's Stoddard? By your vote of 33 ayes, 0 no, the bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Without objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Madam President. Ask you to recognize me for a privilege motion.
Senator, you're recognized for a privilege motion.
Thank you, Madam President. I would move that the conference committee report for Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 142 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion from the senator from the 23rd. All those of the opinion that that motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Ayes appear to have it. Ayes do have it. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Madam President. Now I would move that the conference committee report for the Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 142 be adopted. Madam President, this is, I had two bills. One was my Senate bill, which was 145, that went to conference, and then this was the smaller bill that we had several amendments on the floor here. This was House Bill 142, and we went to conference. We came back. The amendments that we kept, it has the county auditor language for the charter counties. It has the water line program, the statewide water line program language that has passed this body several times. It has the Boone County collector's language on it. It has the senator from the 4th Tower Grove Park language. And it has the senator from Buchanan's nuisance language on it. And that's the bill in its entirety. I'd be happy to answer any questions. Otherwise, I would renew my motion.
You have heard the motion from the senator from the 23rd. Does any senator desire to be heard on the pending motion? Senator from the 2nd, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
May I inquire of the senator from the 23rd?
Senator from the 23rd, do you yield?
I do.
He yields. Proceed.
It's late. It's getting a little fuzzy, but I could have sworn I asked to be on the conference committee for this. Was I not around, or?
I don't get to name the conferees.
Oh, who gets to name them? Then it was the senator from Stoddard?
The senator from Stoddard.
He put himself on there, didn't he? Yeah.
He was on there. I think the senator from Polk was on there.
God.
But we had on 145, you were able to get
on. I was on 145. So I got to participate in that process. So you named everything that was left in the bill. What was taken out of the bill?
I think your language, your collector's language,
no,
was not in there. And, you
really?
Know, I fought as hard as I could for the Senate position.
I bet you did. I bet you just were like going
down
swinging.
I'm so tired of getting my head stepped on. People going
so
over me.
Was the language that I put in the only stuff that didn't make it?
I
hope not, because that would just be even more.
No, I think there was some other. Oh, the senator from Green's language came off also.
Oh, okay. Well, that was communist stuff anyway. Mine was government stuff.
You know, sometimes I just don't get the support I'd like to have from the House when we're going to conference.
I know. And, I mean, it's just, it amazes me that you have people out there that just, gosh forbid, don't want local elected officials the ability to reduce their budgets.
Is on 145.
It is on 145.
Different makeup of the conference committee.
And yet, you're right. You're right. Yeah,
you were a big part of that.
That was a huge part of that. It was one of the best conference committees I've ever sat on. You didn't get to name the conferees, so I don't want to belabor the point. But you know, I guess the senator from Green and I, we can commiserate later for being kicked to the curb and stuff. And I guess counties can just go on.
There's always next year.
Well, what about 145?
In this case, there's always the next bill.
What about 145?
I'm going to bring it up.
You are a great American.
We're going to bring it up. I'm fighting for you.
Gosh.
We're from the same county. We're brothers.
We take care of each other.
We're brothers.
We have. Well, Senator, not only are you a great American, you're an even better Missourian.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the pending motion? Senator from Buchanan, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
To inquire of the senator from the 23rd.
Senator, do you yield? He yields. Proceed.
Okay, thank you. I was over there chatting when you brought the bill up, and so I real quick got online here to see which bill we're on, and it says we're on House Bill 142. Yeah, it's on my cell phone.
Yeah, I thought that was your language that we kept in.
This is House Bill 142.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. And so all I have is I don't have all of that. My House Bill 142 just has some stuff.
Yeah, I've got the conference committee report. It's on the desks.
Okay. I guess somehow or another I haven't.
I can go back to conference and strip your stuff if you like.
No, I really appreciate it. I was just lost there a little bit. But this doesn't have any of that. I got a letter about the Press Association.
That's what I know you're busy over on the side. That's the 145.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
That's what Senator from the Second and I were just talking about.
Okay.
How he got kicked to the curb.
Okay, thank you.
But the Press Association beat him again.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Madam President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the pending motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized. Closed.
I close.
Senator from the 23rd has renewed his motion for adoption of conference committee report for House Bill 142. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from Andrew votes aye. Senator from the 11th votes aye. Senator from Lawrence votes aye. Senator from the 8th votes aye. By your vote of 33 ayes, 0 no, you have adopted the conference committee report, Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Madam President. I would now move that the conference committee substitute for Senate committee substitute for House Bill 142 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from the 23rd. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from the 23rd has renewed his motion. The conference committee report for House Bill 142 be placed read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Conference committee substitute for Senate committee substitute for House Bill 142, an act relating to political subdivisions. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from the first, could you state your vote? Yes. Votes aye. By your vote of 34 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed without objection. Let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Madam President. Without objection, so will be the order of business of House bills on third reading, formal calendar.
House bills on third reading, formal calendar. Senator from St. Francis, House Bill 552.
That's right, Madam President. I move that House Bill number 552 be taken up third reading, final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from St. Francis. All those of the opinion that that motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you. Now, Madam President, I move that House Bill number 552 be read a third time and finally passed.
Senator, would you care to explain
your
bill?
Yes, I would. Madam President, I took this bill up. We heard it in committee just this week, and to tell you the truth, I was going to let it die. And the guy came and told me what it was about and decided to go ahead and try to take it up and get it through. Because I thought it was going to be really controversial. This is on hemophilia and the drugs to treat it and the other blood disorders. It seems, and I don't know that much about it, but they have to have it delivered in a prompt manner. And they have to either, some of them have to be delivered overnight, some of them have to be taken within 24 hours. And he sat down and worked out with all the major drug suppliers through the governing standard of care for pharmacies and worked out with them reasonable delivery times and what expectations and when they should deliver them. And then worked out with Missouri HealthNet the fact that if they had these conditions and they had these drugs, then they needed to make sure that they were paying for the proper delivery of the drugs, because some of them were sitting and not basically being made bad because they were sitting out too long in the sun, or they were, it's just a different method. And I'm not that familiar with the diseases, but I checked into it and I said, surely somebody, insurance companies or somebody doesn't like this bill, and all of them are okay with it. They sat down, made reasonable compromises. The only thing that I need to do is clarify one piece of language in it. And it says that it's for, it says in-home assessments conducted, and it really needs to read assessments conducted in the home. For technical reasons, you've got to say that rather than the other way around. So I will be offering one amendment, and I've got that amendment now. Madam President, if you take it forward, and then I'll answer any questions that I can. I don't know that much about the disease, but I do have the details,
Senator,
on what it do.
For procedural clarification, it's my understanding that you have a Senate committee substitute that you're moving for the adoption of the Senate committee substitute. Is that correct?
Yes, if that's what.
Okay. You have moved for the adoption of the Senate committee
substitute
for House Bill 552, and now you have an amendment to the Senate committee substitute. Has your amendment been distributed?
It has. My understanding it has. If not, it is short, but I would ask for waiving a reader because it said it has been distributed.
Without objection, the reading will be waived.
Okay.
Senator, would you like to move for the adoption of the amendment?
I'd move for the adoption of the amendment and tell you what it is. It says striking the words in-home assessment conducted and saying assessments conducted in the home. So it's some technical clarification for all the insurance companies, make them happy to show that these are assessments conducted in participants' home, not the other way around. So I would move for the adoption of that amendment and then hopefully for the bill.
The senator from St. Francis has moved for the adoption of Senate Amendment 1 to Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 552. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close on that amendment.
The senator from St. Francis moves for the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 1 to House Bill 552. All those of the opinion that that motion shall prevail say aye. Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment is adopted. Does any senator desire to be heard on the pending motion? Senator from Buchanan, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
To inquire of the senator from St. Francis.
Senator from St. Francis, do you yield?
I yield.
He yields.
Senator, thank you for handling this bill. You might be interested to know that I had this bill for 2 years during the past 2 years.
Well, it's good that I didn't know that prior.
And a half, yes.
I would have asked you to carry.
Because the simple fact is that all my bills died when I was a state rep, pretty much. And
I think that was something to do with the, never mind.
Yes, we know why that happened.
Yes.
But this is
so you understand it much better. I was just going to can it because I thought with 3 days to go, but I went and checked all the players, and everybody says, no, he took his time, and it's worked out. And you might have worked out a lot of it prior.
Well, I've
I don't
been
know,
kind of watching, and I'm very pleased that this bill has come forward. There are a lot of problems with people with hemophilia.
As possible. The senator says, I might be standing on the shoulders of you, the giant, on this bill. I don't know really what that means, but he said it.
You had crushed me with your magnificence.
Did.
Anyway, I'm just wanting to,
if anybody has any questions, I'd be glad to assist you in
answering
them.
Technical questions, but isn't that what it is? Is in the delivery
exactly right.
To make sure that they get their drugs in a properly
right.
timed
and
manner?
When you have a bleeding disorder, you've got to have certain very specific blood products, and you've got to have them now. You can't wait, or you're going to have a big problem. You may die. And not only that, but they have to be at the right place at the right time. And there are a lot of problems with, especially with sort of like pharmacy benefit managers.
That's why I couldn't believe any people objected. Usually when you're messing with them, I mean, Express Scripts, the whole line went down and they didn't have any problems with it. They said it was worked out. So
if you should need any assistance, I'm here.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I didn't know that.
President.
Thank you, Senator.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the adoption of the Senate committee substitute? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from St. Francis has moved for the adoption of the Senate committee substitute. All those of the opinion that that motion shall prevail, vote aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, vote no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from St. Francis.
Now, Madam President, I move that the Senate committee substitute for House Bill number 552 be taken up a third time and finally passed.
You've heard the motion from the senator from St. Francis. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from St. Francis has moved that Senate committee substitute for House Bill 552 be third read and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 552, an act relating to the standard of care for the treatment of persons with bleeding disorders. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Lawson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the fourth. Votes aye. By your vote of 34 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Without objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from the 23rd. House Bill 473, Senator from Saline.
Madam President, I move that Senate Bill 470, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 473 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Saline. All those of the opinion that that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Saline.
Madam President, I have a Senate Substitute.
Send it forward. Has your Senate substitute been distributed?
It has been distributed.
Are you requesting a waiver of the reading?
I am requesting the waiver of the reading and moving for the adoption of the Senate substitute.
Without objection, the reading will be waived. Senator, you're recognized to move for the adoption of the Senate substitute.
I move for the adoption of the Senate substitute. This is the charter school bill. Has been quite an education for me. I have not carried an education bill before. My time here. The interesting thing to me is that we have talked about puppy mills, and there's been thousands and thousands of letters and editorials talking about the shame of being the puppy mill capital of the nation. What strikes me even more is that Kansas City leads the nation in murders of African Americans per capita, not by a little bit, by 8.9%. And Missouri leads the nation in per capita murders of African Americans. And I have not seen one letter anywhere that has raised the ire. I've not seen one editorial. I only saw one article. And my concern for this is that to me it's a symptom of a community without hope. And we sat here year after year doing the same thing, being dominated by the bureaucracy of education. We continue to pour more money into the system. We get no performance increase. And we continue to do the same thing over and over and over again. And once again this year, we're doing the same thing. And we're leaving kids in the inner city and other areas without any hope. We look at second and third grade reading scores to determine how many prisons we need 10 years down the road. I find that appalling. This is a very modest bill, and there is absolutely no cooperation on this bill. It amazes me. All I really wanted to do this year was take charter schools statewide. I have a number of rural schools that are having really rough financial problems. This bill would allow the boards of education to sponsor charter schools and relieve them from some of the bureaucratic pressure that they receive from DESE. And operating as a charter, and these are schools are putting out great kids. I mean, they're very high academically, but they're struggling because they don't have a base to support their schools. And by creating charter schools, they would be freed up from some of the bureaucratic overhead that we require for public schools. The other thing that I wanted to do was create some accountability. We've got charter schools that are not performing much better or as good as public schools. We don't need any more bad schools. And why would in the world we continue to help fund bad schools when we've got plenty of public schools that are non-performing? Why do we need more charter schools? And so those are the two things that I wanted to create in this bill, to create some accountability and allow that to go statewide. And I have never worked, I mean, I thought that billboards was bad, but trying to keep the frogs in a wheelbarrow on an education bill is I've determined is totally unacceptable. It just, and I don't understand why we continue to waste generation after generation and let these kids grow up in an area where there's no hope other than to just kill each other. And I find that appalling. I've not seen one editorial, not thousands. I mean, how many letters to the editor with the shame of being the puppy mill capital of the nation? Not one have I seen expressing the shame of being the murder capital of African Americans, Kansas City the city, Missouri the state. We continue to do this. I don't know why we wrote this year, starting the first 60 days of session, we wrote a number of articles in the Stouffer Report trying to get the education community to hand in something. You know, if that doesn't work, give us some ideas. I mean, what would you do? You know what I got? Vote no, vote no, vote no, vote no. I had a call, and probably it was the wrong day because it was Friday morning and I was tired, and I got a call from a superintendent. He said, vote no on whatever bill it was. And I said, why? And he said, I don't know. I just got his email, said, vote no. And I said, give us some opportunities. Give me an idea. Just vote no. And we sat there for a while, and I finally said, I know it's not money. We have increased money, and money goes up like this. Performance goes like that. We have got to change the way we handle education in this state, and we've got to quit bowing to the hierarchy of education in this and break this up and get an opportunity to do something different. But we refuse to do it, and so here we are. We're going to go another year without charter schools in the rural areas. We're going to go another year without being able to get rid of and close those that are not performing. And so here we go again. Madam President, could I inquire the senator from the 15th?
Senator from the 15th, do you yield for inquiry?
I do.
He yields. Proceed.
Hi, Senator.
How are you, Senator?
A little frustrated.
Yeah.
I found one thing that's more frustrating than billboards.
Than what?
Than billboards.
Billboards.
I know that you've got an amendment you'd like to put on here.
I do.
I just wanted to let you have an opportunity to discuss that a little bit.
Sure. I appreciate it. You know, I share your frustration, and a lot of the focus clearly has been over these years related to Kansas City and St. Louis, and rightfully so. As some people know here in the chamber, or to the dozens listening on the internets, you know, there was a recent court decision, the Turner decision, and what that case said, it interpreted current Missouri statute, which said if a child lives in an unaccredited school district, that child shall be allowed to attend a school district in the same or an adjoining county. Why is that important? Well, currently, St. Louis County is an adjoining county to the city of St. Louis, and there are a number of school districts that would obviously be affected by no criteria set forth other than the statement by the court that you shall admit them. Now, the senator from the 14th, the senator from the 24th, you know, we've heard a lot, obviously, from our schools about how this would affect them. And that isn't to minimize the problems that exist in those districts, and we have to find solutions. But the way the law currently sits, you would theoretically be required to build new buildings if enough students were to apply, because there's no reasonable criteria for admittance, there's no application deadlines, there's no requirement with regard to payment, how that would all play itself out. And there's also a taxpayer issue here too. You know, we've talked about this before on the foundation formula. The area of the state that I live in, we pay extremely high property taxes. 93% of the dollars that educate our kids in Kirkwood or Webster Groves comes from local taxpayers. And there's a bargain at the ballot box, in my view, when school districts come to the voters and say, we want a tax levy, or we want to build a new classroom, or in Kirkwood, for example, kindergartens were added to all the elementary schools. There's a sort of a bargain there between the taxpayer and the district. And to have no criteria whatsoever on what that means moving forward about the requirement to build new buildings, or in areas of the state where we're very proud of the school districts like Kirkwood, where you have student-teacher ratios that are maybe lower than other places, to require those districts to cede those decisions that they've made because of a court decision doesn't sit well with me. I don't think it's right. So the amendment that I intend to offer here, Senator, all it does is sets forth reasonable criteria for which a receiving school district can use. You don't have to build new buildings. You don't have to hire a bunch of new teachers, because you know who pays for that? Those local taxpayers. And so that's my issue here. You try to balance, obviously, the needs for reform in a failing district, but also understand that when people pay a premium for a house or their higher taxes, that there's certain decisions they're making that relate to school districts. And by breaking that all apart, I'm not sure that's the best solution either. And that's what we're left with here with the court decision. So the amendment, Senator, that I think is being distributed right now and that I intend to offer would simply set forth, it's been referred to as the Turner Fix. Representative Stream has filed this in the House, and I understand it's not without controversy, because, you know, if this goes on, I'm sure there's a lot of other things that would be offered. But I feel an obligation as a state senator representing an area of St. Louis County that would be affected by this. The people that have paid their taxes, they send their kids to their schools, partly because of the high quality of schools and their student-teacher ratios and the facilities to represent them as well. And so, with your indulgence, I'd like to offer the amendment.
Senator, before I give up the floor, I want to inquire the senator from the, thank you for your inquiry, and I would like to inquire the senator from the 10th.
Senator from the 10th, do you yield for inquiry? She yields. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I don't know. I'm seeing a little lightning outside.
I know. I didn't know if we had flash photography in the Senate chamber or if we've got some lightning going on.
We have to watch that. There's some pretty...
Absolutely.
No telling what's happening up behind
us.
Yeah,
I think, I guess, I was thinking our dinner hour seemed a little bit like the calm before the storm. Maybe it was for more ways than one, I suppose.
You're right.
Well, Senator, I appreciate you inquiring of me. I know that you and I have actually had some conversations about the issues that you were talking about, and I share with you a lot of your frustration. I'll tell you, Senator, one of the things that really frustrates me is, you know, we have charter schools in Kansas City. We have a lot of charter schools in Kansas City.
You know, I visited University Academy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I know that's probably Cadillac.
It is.
But I was, and I know we probably can't afford that, but I walked in and, you know, the first thing I saw was a chart. And I can't remember the years, but 2 years ago, they were 40% of what was expected.
Uh-huh.
Last year, they were 73%.
This fantastic.
Is, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but if I remember right, it was something like 99% free and reduced lunches.
That sounds about right.
96% African American, or at least minorities. Mm-hmm. 100% graduation rate. They were following these kids through college, and the kids were graduating from college. And this year, they're going to start finding those kids jobs. Now, it seems to me that it makes more sense to spend money on those kids and put them in jobs and let them be productive members of society than it does to put them in a place where they get no education, they lose all sight of hope, and they wind up shooting each other or winding up in incarcerated where it costs us $16,000 a kid support them in incarcerated conditions.
Yeah, Senator, and I share a lot of your same frustrations. You and I may not always agree on the way we get to where we want to get, but I think we both want to get to the same place. And one of the things that has frustrated me over the past few years as I've watched kids work their way through the charter school system in Kansas City is while we do have a lot of Cadillacs, we also have, unfortunately, a lot of really, really bad charter schools. And one of the things that I've really wanted to see out of this state is some really tough accountability measures for charter schools. And that's why I was excited to see this legislation moving forward. Because, you know, I understand folks who are saying we don't want an expansion of charter schools, but the reality is, in my community, they're already there. And we need to crack down on those charter schools that are not performing. And you know when I knew this was probably a really good bill? Is when I got a call back in the district from some charter schools who asked me to come meet with them, and they acted like the sky was falling. These were charter schools who did not want this bill to pass. And I immediately knew that there must be something good in here, because I knew that there were going to be some accountability measures that were so important. Senator, I have walked some young kids through the educational process in Kansas City, and I have seen some deplorable things. And I'm talking about in charter schools in Kansas City. As you know, I mentored and was a guardian for a young lady throughout her high school years. She went to a charter school where, you know what they gave them for lunch every day? They just brought in a whole mess of Popeyes or a whole mess of Burger King every single day. That was their answer to a healthy lunch every day. They had one textbook per every two children. They were not allowed to take their textbooks home to study. And the teachers were not allowed to Xerox the pages in the textbooks so that the kids could go home and actually do their homework and study for tests. There was absolutely no way these kids were going to be able to progress. Yet they kept progressing them and graduating them, where then they'd move on to the community colleges, where our community colleges are having to remediate all of the failures of the folks in the charter schools and the underperforming schools. So, Senator, I think what we're doing here is a very valuable conversation. I think that it's going to go a long way to pushing education in this state forward.
Well, Senator, it's really frustrating to me, and I'm not one that wants to put a blanket over all public schools, but I do believe that all of us perform better when we've got somebody pushing us. I do think that competition between schools, listen, we don't all learn the same way. And I think that we need to give students options that best suit their ability to learn. And it amazes me. I teach a Sunday school class that has 10 teachers in it. 10 couples and at least one, sometimes two out of each couple are teachers. And the thing that impressed me, I've got one of my young ladies is a young lady. She's 40. She's my kid's age, so she's a young lady to me. Started out with an Hispanic kid at the first year of school, and that kid was on the prayer list every Sunday.
Sure.
And he was a big kid for his age. He would lay down outside the door and just scream and not want to go into that classroom. And, you know, the first reaction was that he had all kinds of mental problems and what have you. She has worked with that kid, and he now has 400 or 500 more words per vocabulary than the other kids in the class. This was a really bright kid that just needed a real understanding teacher that brought him alive. And this kid's personality, it just warms my heart to know what this teacher did because she cared. And I think that if you look at our performance, money goes this way, performance goes this way. It has more to do with parents and teachers and kids than it has anything to do with money. And at some point in time, we're going to have to connect. Yeah. At some point in time, we're going to have to connect performance with money. And I don't know how we do it. And the thing of it is that I have asked questions for the last 3 or 4 months from the education community. So you don't like this, tell me what to do. And you know what I get? No, 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 no. And somehow we're going to turn that around, or I can't tell you how many Einsteins we've lost, how many George Washington Carvers that we've wasted. I no telling what our society has lost in cost because we will not reform our education system. And I, for one, am extremely frustrated with this foolishness, and I don't know how we turn it around because I tried hard with this. As you can see, this is 14. And when I circulated this substitute, I had to really enjoy it, because I mean there were all kinds. You could see veins popping. You could see all this whispering and carrying going on, and they were talking about Hammerschmidt, and they were talking about this, and they were talking about that, and people that supposedly been supporting this bill on the other end of the building, have wanted to kill it on this end, it's hard to put the frogs in the wheelbarrow.
It's incredibly frustrating, Senator, and that's a great visual. Thank you. I appreciate that. But I think it's interesting that we're maybe even coming from a little bit different angles. I mean, as you know, I'm a huge supporter of public schools, and I do agree with you. It's all about the teachers, and it's all about the parents, and it's all about the students and getting them involved. And what really is continuing to frustrate me is this constant beating of the drum that these charter schools are not working, that they're failing, and yet we're this close to starting to give them some accountability and reform them, and it's going to be dashed because of this fear that they're going to expand. And it just seems to me that we're kind of losing track of why we're all here in the first place.
Well, and you know, everybody wants to do something for the kids, but it amazes me that we can't make one small step with some accountability and the ability to allow rural schools, and we're not going to see the same charters in a rural area that you see. We're not going to have a university academy in the rural areas. We don't have enough kids. But the truth of the matter is that we'd give some flexibility to school boards that are doing a good job, that the kids are performing well, and let them shield themselves from some of the overhead that we force down on public schools and allow them to teach kids. I was president of the school board at Hardeman. 60 kids, 8 grades, 3 teachers.
Wow.
We were putting, that's what I was raised in too. And I'll tell you what, it's the best learning environment you can have, because you hear classes for several years. You know, you're in a room, it was 2, 3, 3, and depending on how many kids were in a class, depending on where the 2 was. But you had the opportunity to sit there, and if you got your work done, you could listen to what was going to happen next year and start absorbing that. And also, because the teacher didn't have time to be with every kid, if you were, had everything done, then you could help those that were slower. And they quite frankly got it better from a peer than they did from an adult. And the other thing is, we were a rural country school, and we starved to death. We had to have parents in there. I mean, the school board members changed tires. If the bus broke down, we used pickups, whatever it took to keep the school going. But when you walked in the front door and saw a kid that was misbehaving, it didn't matter whether it was your kid or somebody else's kid, and the kids knew that whoever walked in the front door was going to straighten them out. And it developed a sense of community that has stayed with those kids. And when the kids left Hardeman and went to Marshall, which mm-hmm. was a big school, according to our standards.
Exactly.
95% of them on the honor roll first quarter.
Wow.
We were spending $1,200 a kid to put them in Marshall High School, and every teacher in the high school knew where the country kids came in. I mean, they were the first with their hands up, everything. Desi came in and was going to close us down because we weren't spending $2,500 a kid, which was the average at that time. It was 1980. We were putting kids, we were educating them for $1,200.
Wow.
They were going to close us down because we weren't spending $2,500. For a long time, I've known that we need to change the way we handle education in this state. And it is so frustrating to me that we allow these kids to live without hope and don't do anything to change the system. Because you name it, the teachers, the superintendents, the school boards, whoever doesn't like it. What we need is performance in this state and to quit wasting these kids' lives. And you look at the urban communities, there is no hope there. There's no reason to kill each other if you have hope. But when you have no hope, there's no reason not to. And it breaks my heart to see what we're doing, and we continue to do it year after year after year, and we won't take some modicum of reform and try to help these kids out. It's unbelievable to me.
Well, Senator, I appreciate you inquiring of me. I absolutely share your frustration and your anger, and I, like you, am tired of waiting. I don't want to see one more grade or generation of kids lost, and I appreciate your passion on the issue, and I want to work with you moving forward. While our goals, I think, are ultimately the same, the way we get there is a little bit different. I want to shut down these miserable, horrible, poor performing charter schools. You want
to
make
as well as the horrible performing public schools. I mean, there is no excuse for us to have schools that perform at the level we have them. And until we get serious about kids' performance, I've got a quote of a teacher on my wall in there. It says, "I don't want my job performance to be gauged by the quality of kids I have in the classroom." Now, is that a real teacher or is that a real teacher? I mean, to tell me what the heck is the job of the teacher if it isn't to get those kids to perform? I probably gone on too long anyway. Thank you for your inquiry. Mr. President, I still have the floor.
Senator from Saline.
Could I inquire the Senator from the 15th?
Senator from the 15th? Do you yield?
I do yield.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I know that I see all the amendments out here. If you're really quick and the President will I'll let you, I would like it if you would do your amendment, and then we'll move on.
Thank you, thank you. Mr. President.
Further discussion. Senator from the 15th, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an amendment.
Send the amendment forward.
It has been distributed. I ask for a waiver of the reading.
Seeing no objection, the reading will be waived.
To briefly explain the amendment, Mr. President, as I mentioned before in my inquiry with the senator from Saline, this is to deal with a court decision that has no criteria whatsoever, reasonable criteria for what a receiving school district can consider when a student from an unaccredited district applies to come to that school district. We certainly want to accommodate where there is room and continue to look for solutions in unaccredited school districts, but the solution to require school district to build new buildings for local taxpayers to hire teachers or to have classroom sizes that simply was not part of the taxpayer bargain is unfair, and there's a better way to go about doing this than just to let to not have any reasonable criteria. So with that, Mr. President, I would move for its adoption.
The senator from the 15th moves the adoption of Senate Amendment number 1 to House Bill 473. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Saline, for what purpose do you rise?
Place this bill on the informal calendar.
This bill will be placed on the informal calendar. With the amendment pending. The bill will be placed on the informal calendar with the amendment pending. Senator from the 23rd. Sergeant of Arms, would you please summons the senator from the 23rd? Senator from the 7th, what purpose do you rise?
While we're waiting for him, could I inquire of the senator from Saline?
Senator from Saline, do you yield? He does. Proceed.
Senator, I just want to thank you. I was listening very closely to your introductory remarks. And it meant a lot to me, because those have been my remarks for over a decade. It's really nice to hear them coming from you. And I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for going to the showing of Superman and the showing of the lottery, so that you know the information about the kids in the fourth grade, that when they can't read, the state knows exactly to build that many prisons for young black males. I just thank you. It means a lot to me that you get it.
Senator, I didn't have to go to those shows to know this. I've known this for years. I've watched it for years. My expertise is in a different part of the, you know, I'm an ag guy, I'm a transportation guy. I've stayed out of the education business. But it just breaks my heart what we're doing to these kids and not giving them a chance at anything. And we can't get one little iota of reform through this school, I mean through this body, because of the various interests out here that are more interested in their own self-interest and their inability to be able to measure themselves. I don't care whether they use my measurements. What I've asked for the last 4 months is give me measurements. Give me, you don't like what I'm talking about, or you don't like what we're talking about. Help us out. Tell us what to do. Give us some standards. There's not another job in the world that you can continue to go on and have the type of performance we have in our education system and continue on. You know, everybody, I don't care who you go, we're graded here. I mean, you know, our constituents are doing any job. You have to live up to a certain level of accountability. And I'll tell you, when I was in college back long, long time ago,
you're young at heart.
The folks that failed at every, and I'm not, let me tell you, there's a lot of great, great teachers out there, and I'm not, but the folks that failed at everything else went into elementary education. And quite frankly, we've got a lot of those folks in administration now. And I'm not pointing but those kids, when I was going to school with them, didn't want to be graded. They wanted to fail. You know, pass fail. They didn't want to be held to accountability. They still don't want to be headed to accountability. And our kids are paying the price for that. And it just kills me. So I'm going to be back next year. We'll start something here, and we'll see what happens.
We will. And I think if our colleagues can grasp that graph that I put out a few weeks ago, and you mentioned it in your opening remarks, because that graph shows us our return on investment for two decades. And the money just goes straight up at a 45 degree angle, and the achievement goes flat across. for 20 years. And I know there are a lot of special interest group out there. I know that their job is important, and I know that keeping the status quo keeps those jobs. But we're responsible for what happens. And there is no businessman in this body that would look at a chart like that and invest in a business that looked like that. We cannot keep doing the same thing. We know that we will get from that chart the same outcomes, and we're responsible for that. We really are, and I just wanted to thank you for your comments. They were outstanding.
I don't want to hold up the rest of the night. I really have had my time to blow, and I'm done, so thank you.
Thank you.
Senator from the 23rd. Senator from the 23rd. Senator from the 5th, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Speak on a point of personal privilege.
The senator from the 5th has requested a point of personal privilege. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I've listened to the dialogue about the bill that Senator from Saline has been speaking of, and I just want to inform the body of some things so you don't walk out of this chamber with a comfort level that changing the education patterns is going to be the answer to the problems in the African American or the urban community. It's not that simple. It's not just about education, although it is a very important part. It's also about economy. It's about a living wage in the household. It's about a household that can pay their rent, buy food, shelter, clothing, transportation, insurance, and take their children to a ball game or on a trip. It is not just about charter education. It is not about public, parochial, private education. It's about economy. The reason you don't get a groundswell of letters when something happens tragic in the black community is because an African-American child is not on the national agenda. Their welfare is not on the minds of those that make the laws. Generally, there are a few in this nation. They don't wake up in the morning thinking about, what can I do for African Americans? That is the reality. So don't get comfortable with, oh, we can fix this and everything will be okay. That is not true. The reality is that we need an economy where every family in this country has an ability to create a child whose needs have been met. For those in this body who have not been in a classroom with 30 or 40 small children or middle-aged children or middle school children, you don't know the realities of the child that comes in that room that's hungry, dirty, abused, misused, neglected, overlooked. You cannot successfully teach that child. So don't just say that the model of education is the answer. It is much deeper than that. It is a very multifaceted issue, and we have to approach it from all of its facets. We have used these schools in my lifetime to correct housing patterns, to correct racial patterns in the schools and in neighborhoods. Now we're using it as well to change the education pattern. All of that is good. Let's do in schools what schools were there to do. That was teach the child. It's the parent who has to raise the child. In an urban situation, you have to be everything. You have to be doctor, lawyer, social worker, nurse, psychiatrist, and there are support services that are needed there. Let us not overlook that as well. There are millions, billions of dollars that are being spent yearly across this nation about education. There's enough money for it. We just have to put it in the right places. But we also have to make sure that the parent of these children has a way to raise them in a sense of dignity, to give them a quality of life that we all think we have and that we really think everybody else has, but we do not. So don't take it simply that just this bill is going to fix all these ills. That is not going to happen. It is not going to happen. It is one of many things. And I would urge this body to think on those things when you hear these education bills. It is not the only fix. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 23rd.
Mr. President, would you recognize the senator from Lawrence on a privilege motion?
Senator from Lawrence, you are recognized for a privilege motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate request the House to grant further conference on House Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 8, and that the conferees be allowed to exceed the differences by removing all language relating to occupational disease. Mr. President, each version of this chamber, this is a workers' comp bill. Each chamber passed a version of language dealing with occupational disease. We've not been able to reach agreement on that, and there are parties that I believe will probably prevent us from getting to a vote if that stays in the bill. We have reached agreement on the underlying language dealing with co-employee liability, which is the urgent problem that brought this to the legislative floor. So I'd ask my colleagues to grant this motion.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have passed that privilege motion. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you see if the Secretary has messages from the House? If she does, please have them read.
We do have messages from the House. Madam Secretary, please read those messages.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the Speaker has reappointed the conferees on House Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 356 as amended. Representatives Lehner, Shad, Wright, Holzman, and Harris. Also, the House has adopted Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 184 and has taken up and passed Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 184. Also, the House has adopted Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bills 470 and 429 as amended, and has taken up and passed Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 470 and 429 as amended. Also, the House has adopted Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 89 as amended, and has taken up and passed Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 89 as amended. Also, the House has adopted Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 431 and has taken up and passed Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 431. Also, the House has adopted Senate Committee Substitute as amended for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 300, 334, and 387, and has taken up and passed Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 300, 334, and 387 as amended. Also, the House has taken up and adopted House Concurrent Resolution 32 as amended. Also, the House has taken up and adopted the Conference Committee Report on House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 59 as amended, and has taken up and passed Conference Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 59. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, Senate will go to the order of business of House bills for third reading. Formal.
Seeing no objection, we will go to the House bills for third reading. The formal calendar, House Bill 708, Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House Bill 708 with Senate Committee Sub be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that House Bill 708 with Senate Committee Substitute be third read and finally passed.
Senator, would you like to ask for the adoption of the Senate Committee Substitute?
I would. I so move.
Okay. Senator moves the adoption of the Senate Committee Substitute. Would you care to explain that substitute?
Yes, Mr. President. The substitute is just a version of House Bill 708 that was reduced a little bit in committee. The committee thought that they could improve on House Bill 708 to come to an agreement about what would be fair to have within this bill. Mr. President, it all starts out with the idea that any court rendering in the state of Missouri would have to protect the basic liberties that American citizens enjoy by the U.S. Constitution and Missouri Constitution, and that no outside resources would be used in determining those cases. The committee felt like they could put something a little bit better together, and I am okay, perfectly okay with what the committee did, and would like to move for the adoption.
Senator from Franklin moves the adoption of Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 708. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 24th, what purpose do you rise?
Just to inquire of the senator.
Senator from Franklin, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
So is this a Sharia law bill?
No.
It's not?
This is not.
So how's it? So it's, what does it say that's different?
Then what?
It's totally different than the Sharia law bill?
I've never seen a Sharia law bill, so I don't know how to compare it.
So how do they describe the rules by which the courts have to follow? So they're going to follow American
sure.
American law, right?
Yeah. Just that American law would be used, and that no rendering would fall outside of the liberties that are granted to us under the U.S. and Missouri Constitution.
And that's how it is now, right?
I'm sorry?
That's how the courts rule now, right?
I would hope so.
So this is, I don't understand. Why is this law necessary?
Well, this law basically falls within a very, very normal standard that we've set throughout the years as far as putting into statute things that that just absolutely clarify a position of the state or statute.
I still don't understand. So this is a law that says we have to follow the laws of the land?
Basically.
So why do we need that law? I mean, what is it that prompts the necessity of this bill? This bill says that we have to follow the laws of the land.
Correct.
And how have we survived up till now without this bill?
Fairly well. You know, things like this, I think, are protective in nature or codify what we already have or clarify. We do it all the time, Senator. This is a
very normal... We do this bill all the time?
No, not this bill. We do the process of codifying or clarifying laws. At least in the 9 years that I've been here, it's been a very common practice.
So at no time was this the Sharia law bill?
No. In fact, it's interesting that you bring that up. You just reminded me there was a day... I don't know, maybe 2 weeks ago, where there were some folks from a community that would be interested in something that might be a Sharia law. And I think what had happened, Senator, is there was a bill filed on the House side.
Right.
And this is a House bill, but this is not the House bill to which you are referring. There was a House bill that actually said something about Sharia law. I found that to be so offensive that I never even read that House bill. So I couldn't really tell you exactly what that House bill said, but there were some folks in the Capitol that were, you know, from a community that would be obviously concerned with what we might put into law in that regard, and so they were concerned with the other House bill. I guess there was maybe 25 of them that happened to visit at different times of the day through my office. I gave a copy of this legislation to each one of them. It's extremely short. Literally just one page, and I showed it to them. I asked them if they had any problems with it, and every single one of them that left my office said that they did not have a problem with this legislation. I think they have a lot of problem with the other House bill that I don't think ever saw the light of day, but not this one.
So all this law says is that we'll follow all the laws of the land?
Basically.
Okay, well, I'm going to trust you on that one. I like you, was really put off by the other bill that was filed, and I appreciate the fact that it never got to the floor. And so if you're telling me this isn't a version of the Sharia law bill, then I'll believe you.
I found the bill in the House to be offensive enough that I never even...
Right.
I didn't think that bill was worthy of even being looked
this
at.
This sounds rather superfluous, though. Would you agree?
You know, that's a matter of opinion. I mean, I in the 9 years, and I guess... You know, as a new person in the building, you're going to figure out that some of the things that we do around here tend to be a little bit superfluous. But if we try to stop doing that, I guess we won't have much to do.
I pick up on that a little bit. A lot of stuff we do here is we fix things and we change things. But to pass a law that says we've got to follow the laws we've passed before, that sounds particularly superfluous.
Some more than others, I guess. But Let me just help erase some of your fears about the Sharia thing that you had asked me about and make sure that I tell you that the other bill was abhorrent to me.
Okay.
It was offensive to me, and this is not the bill we're talking about.
Do me a favor. Don't close until I find this one-page bill and look at it, but I trust you.
Okay.
Further discussion. Senator from the 10th, for what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the senator from the 24th.
Senator from the 24th.
That's cool.
Senator from the 24th, the senator from 10th would like to have an inquiry. Do you yield?
I do yield.
He does. Proceed.
Hey, Senator, what's this bill number we're on?
House Bill 708.
House Bill 708. Okay. Just make sure I had a copy of it. Hey, I was listening to your inquiry with the senator from Franklin. I think that you've run into something that I've found to be a little bit interesting here in my 5 years in the Senate, and that is this seems to be a solution in search of a problem. Frankly, Senator, I agree with you that I don't understand why we continue to kind of codify or pass laws that, frankly, just kind of shore up what we're doing already or, frankly, shore up or solve a problem that doesn't even exist. I sat through, I think, two hearings on a version of this bill. And, you know, I trust what the senator from Franklin said, that this is not the Sharia law bill, but that is what a lot of people were calling this in the hallways as shorthand. I frankly didn't ever take the time to figure out what made this not a Sharia law bill when the other one was. Maybe it's because it didn't mention Sharia law, but the bottom line is I think that they both kind of are going toward the same end, which is making sure that we only follow our own laws, which I'm pretty sure we're already doing. I at one point asked Senator for some examples where we're actually not following our own laws, and I was not given any. Has anyone visited you and told you this is an overwhelming problem?
No, but actually, I'm a bit of a, you know, I'm a pretty boring guy, as you've gathered. You've invited me out to dinner plenty of times, and you know I go to bed about an hour after we leave here. So, but I read a lot, and I've read a lot about Sharia law, and Sharia law is a problem. I mean, I think that this was made much more palatable by removing Sharia law from its text. But that's who this is intended for. And there are places in this world where foreign courts have actually taken up and ruled, and where Sharia law has superseded the laws of those specific countries in that land. And I think that would be a problem if that were to occur in this country. But it hasn't happened in this country yet.
And I think that the situation is in this country, Senator, that can't happen because of our Constitution, is my understanding.
Well, what makes our country unique is that we're open to people of all faiths. And that's what made our country great from its very start. And I think when illegal immigration occurs, it's what makes our country great today. But, you know, I think this is a... I think the fact that if we're going to pass a law that says we can't adhere to foreign law, like I said, I think it's rather superfluous. And I think that they took Sharia out of it to make it sound like it's not a Sharia law bill. And then when it passes, they can say, well, we passed a Sharia law bill.
I think that's the feeling that I have. I do kind of want to bring one thing to your attention, though, because I know that you're probably looking for things that maybe you should be scared about. And when the last version of this bill was presented to us in front of the Judiciary Committee, I was made aware of something called judicial transnationalism. And yeah, I got real scared for a minute until I Googled it to try to figure out what it was. And apparently it's kind of the same thing. It's not a problem in the United States,
yeah.
But it's kind of a, I think maybe that's the word we're using now so that it doesn't seem so politically loaded by using the word Sharia law. Now we're telling folks that we should be scared of something called judicial transnationalism.
Right. And you know, there have been some really disturbing moments at our Supreme Court, where we've seen our Supreme Court, typically in the minority, mention foreign law, not Sharia law specifically, but just laws of other lands. And I think it's, I don't remember the justice's name, but it's one of the more liberal justices who, in many times in his dissenting opinion, does in fact cite foreign laws, which is particularly disturbing. But I don't think that what might pass today as House Bill 708 is going to prevent a Supreme Court justice from doing what he's doing. I'll be the first one to say that if someone would show evidence of any court in this state ruling in referring to law not of this state or not of this country, I'll be the very first person to rush down here and insist that we file legislation to stop it from happening. I'm sure you'd join forces with me. Like I said, I think this is just a fancy way of passing a Sharia law bill and not calling it.
Well, and Senator, just a little interesting fact that came in via text message on my cell phone is that the representative who sponsored the quote-unquote Sharia law bill in the House is also the sponsor of this quote-unquote judicial transnationalism law bill. So I think that might be an indication that there were similar intents
behind
the two.
You know what I see is it, the problem. A lot of this stems from the fact that we have, as a country, have allowed illegal immigration to persist to the degree by which it does. I think it scares lots of people because the realities are, you see what's going on in Arizona, you see the crimes that are being committed, and the failure of our federal government to truly protect our borders, because what has made our country great has been legal immigration. And the failure of the federal government to ensure the fact that we do have a process of legal immigration has led people to try to find protection in any way, shape, or form. And it's bills like this that they move towards to say, well, gosh darn it, I wish we knew our borders were secure, but that not being a reality, then I'll find something that will be my attempt to make sure that we're secure from illegal immigration. You know, the problem with this is that, you know, when our country was built, and I think our country's, it's hard to say what our country's finest days were, but certainly what happened, you know, after the Civil War to the First World War was this great surge of immigration that came, people came forward of all religious faiths, all denominations, and, you know, there was a lot of, people were uncomfortable with a lot of other faiths at that time, you mm-hmm. know, to be Jewish,
Absolutely.
To be Catholic. You know, there was huge biases and prejudice against those groups. And if our country had stopped and figured out a way to keep those religious groups from coming into this country, our country would never become the country that it has become. And so I understand the concern and the fear, and I think most of the bills like this come from the frustration of the federal government from having done their job of keeping our border safe and having a process of legal immigration exist. But I think this is just, my concern is that this turns away the next generation of immigrants that make our country what it might be in the 21st and 22nd century.
I agree with you, Senator. Thank you so much for your
Thank
inquiry.
You for the inquiry.
Mr. President.
Senator from the 10th.
May I inquire of the Senator from the 4th.
Senator from the 4th, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Hey, Senator, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. I'm getting all sorts of cool things brought to me on the floor. Okay. So, you know, I don't know if you heard our conversation just a little bit, and you and I think, sat through some of the hearings on these various versions of this bill. Were you in those hearings with me?
Yes, I was.
Okay. And do you remember, I think at first these bills or bills like these were referred to as the Sharia law bills, but I think over time they've morphed into anti-judicial transnationalism bills.
I think that's extremely accurate.
Your understanding.
And they're still, but they're still Sharia law bills.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You can call it whatever
if
you want.
If it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck. Yeah, exactly. And you know, one of the things, and you've been here for a little while now, and so you've seen us do some things where we've just kind of, you know, we pass things that are really not solutions to anything because the problem doesn't exist.
Right.
I remember my first year here in the waning hours of the legislative session, late afternoon on the Friday, we actually ended a filibuster with the seldom used moving for the previous question, and we did that on a bill to make sure that English language was the only language that we used in official meetings here in the state. And that was another one where that had never happened. Nobody in the state had ever tried to use any language other than English in any meeting. But apparently some word had filtered in that somewhere in California, some public body of some point had used some language other than English, and we better go ahead and rush to destroy the decorum of the Senate by moving for the previous question and making sure that doesn't happen in Missouri.
It occurred to me, though, that on this particular issue, if there ever were a situation where a judge were to use anything other than American law or U.S. law,
right.
There are several mechanisms that we could resort to take action on that judge. If a judge just went totally rogue, like went out there and just started being crazy, first of all, there are appeals.
Appellate judges? Yeah.
Several levels. And then second of all, I mean, there's always the process of either retaining judges and kicking them out,
right.
Or in some cases, voting them out of office. I mean, there's also, I assume, some sort of recall, too. I mean, the reality is that we have the ability to get rid of judges or to overturn bad decisions. And rushing to do this is not the answer.
And for a judge to go to the effort to be a judge, to go through the whole legal system, because it takes work to get to be a judge.
Absolutely it does.
I mean, these guys, and then to pull something out of left field, and say, I want to use the law of whatever, Sharia, and say, this is how I'm going to rule a case, it just doesn't make sense, especially when he's looking at being overturned. And that's, quite frankly, that's the nightmare of all judges, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
To be overturned?
Exactly. I mean, I think judges strive to not be overturned.
Yeah.
You know, Senator, one of the things that's kind of interesting... that was just brought to me is this newspaper article about these bills, and actually it refers to House Bill 708, and one of the lobbyists who testified in favor of this bill and who's working on this bill is a lobbyist for an organization here in the state, and he specifically said relating to this bill that to prevent the courts in Missouri from allowing Sharia law to be applied is going to require a lot of proactive effort on the part of the legislature. The presence of the Muslim community today articulating their position in favor of Sharia law gives impetus to the efforts to get the legislature to understand that there's a serious problem looming on the horizon. So this was a lobbyist who testified in favor of these bills, the right. House bill and the Senate bill. And he's referring to it as a ban on Sharia law.
And
those quotes are in the press. So, I mean, even if that's not the intent of this bill's sponsor, the intent of the folks who are pushing this in the halls is to ban Sharia law. Now, I understand that's something they don't want, but it's not a problem that exists.
Right.
It's not a problem that exists. And when this sort of thing happens, it's usually because it's a hot button issue at the time. I mean, that's what we were dealing with when we talked about, you know, English is the official language of the state of Missouri. You can probably think of other examples.
It got a press article, obviously.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. I mean, it's kind of interesting over the years to watch the ebb and flow of the different issues as they come up and what's hot one year and what's hot the next. And, of course, talking to the senator from the 24th, he's right. The complete failure of the federal government to implement real, tough immigration reform that makes sure that we are encouraging legal immigration and discouraging illegal immigration, that is a failure of our federal government.
I agree.
And because of that failure, we have, unfortunately, this culture of xenophobia, this culture, frankly...
The climate is fertile.
Yeah, exactly. And it's incredibly frustrating because you and I both, and I think your district, like mine, yours probably more so than mine, has a very rich immigrant community.
Yep.
I mean, I know I used to talk to the former senator from the 4th about the immigrant community in his district. I know I have, in the northeast part of my district, an amazing immigrant community. We have folks we have some schools in the northeast part of Kansas City where there are hundreds of languages spoken.
Right.
Hundreds. It's unbelievable. And these folks are coming to America because they know that this is a place where people like you and I are going to stand up for what's right. That we're not going to allow kind of whatever the hot button issue of the day is to be shoved down our throats, that ultimately we're a land of immigrants and that we are going to be supportive of legal immigration and that we're not going to tolerate this culture of xenophobia.
Yeah. I mean, it goes back through history. We just pick a class and then we pick on them, and then, you know, what does that make us?
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. And if you've got somewhere else to go, that's fine. I've got plenty of stuff to talk about, and I don't have any intention for this bill to ever come to a vote, so I just want everyone to know that.
I'd like to walk through this with you just a little bit.
Okay.
Because, actually, this is...
Mr. President?
Senator from the 10th.
I noticed the lack of a quorum.
Sergeant of Arms, would you please summons a quorum? A quorum is established. Proceed.
President, Senator, I just needed the help of a friend of ours get out of his spot here.
I think he appreciates more than I do.
So, did you say you wanted to go through a few of the things here in the actual bill?
You know, even if we just go through the first paragraph. And this is, I guess we are dealing with the Senate committee substitute. Is that right?
That's what I have. Senate committee substitute for House Bill Number 708.
Yeah, that's what I have.
Okay.
So let's just go through the first paragraph.
Perfect.
A contract or contractual provision, if capable of segregation. I'm not sure what that means. Do you have any idea?
If capable of segregation.
I'm against segregation in all its forms.
I'm going to do a couple of things while we're talking.
Oh, you're going to go?
I'm going to do something.
I'm going to take your silence so you don't know what it means.
Yeah, Senator, one of the great things about this is while we... it's the election bill.
It's the Iron County, the one we did.
Problems.
Your microphone.
Oh, did I lose the microphone? We're solving some real problems. While we're
and creating them.
Non-problems. Okay, Senator, I'm sorry.
So, a contract or contractual provision, if capable of segregation. I'm not sure what that term applies, how that applies to contracts.
I don't either.
Well, maybe it refers to the provision. So then we go past that.
I'm gonna fess up real fast. I did really, really well in contracts in law school. I did really well.
Good.
I mean, I was awesome.
And that's the last time
I
looked at it.
And I passed the bar.
Yep.
And yeah, I'm done.
You're done with contracts. Okay.
Like, if you have a contractual issue, do not bring it to me. I'll refer you to a phenomenal lawyer who will handle it for you.
Well, if you want, I can go through this with you, but here's my point.
Sure.
I am an arbitrator.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes.
Cool.
You know, the choice of law varies sometimes. So if we're gonna exclude the companies in Missouri from choosing a law of another country, what does that do to our multinationals?
What does that do to Aerotropolis?
What does that do to Aerotropolis? The Chinese could come in and say, you know, this is going to be bound by Chinese law. And we're going to say, well, I'd love to do that for you, but those guys in Jeff City just passed this two-page bill that just threw that right out the window.
So is this tied up in the 116 discussion, and we should probably lay it over because we shouldn't even be discussing it while everything else is still up in the air?
I don't know.
You know, I want to make a quick correction. I received a text message while you and I were talking, and I had indicated that no official meeting had ever taken place in Missouri in any language other than English. I just received a text message from the former senator from the 4th, who apparently is listening at home, and he says, not true, I conducted 10 minutes of an English-only filibuster in French. So apparently I was wrong. The former senator from the 4th did use a language other than English during a filibuster on the Senate floor. I do not
I thought that. You were going to take back that you did really well in contracts.
No. I did do really well in contracts. Yeah, and then, okay, wait a minute. This just in from my contracts professor. No, just kidding. I did really do well in contracts. So, okay. All right, no, you're right. That was a really interesting perspective that you just gave, and it's something that we were joking a little bit earlier about how we, a lot of times, well, we weren't joking, but we were making light of a few things. But this is something serious. What does this do to foreign corporations who want to come in and do business in Missouri, and how is this going to affect our contractual relationships with those entities?
We've got Boeing selling jets to China or to Korea, to Australia. What do? We can't go by Korean law? We can't go by Australian law? That's a huge issue. There are a lot of jobs involved with that.
That's significant. That's actually now, this is no longer just a problem or a solution in search of a problem. This is a problem.
This is a problem waiting to happen. Yeah,
yeah, I think you're right. So, putting aside the fact that we don't understand if capable of segregation, which provides for the choice of a foreign law to govern some or all of the disputes between the parties adjudicated by a court of law or by an arbitration panel arising from the contract mutually agreed upon, shall violate the public policy of the state and be void and unenforceable if the foreign law chosen includes or incorporates any substantive or procedural laws applied to the disputed issue that would not grant to the parties the same fundamental liberties, rights, and privileges granted to the parties under the United States. Well, that's a tough one because we've got great constitutions, and not every other country in this world has constitutions that are as strong as ours.
Senator from the 26th, for what purpose do you rise?
President, I've been informed that this could affect Airtropolis, and I'm going to ask you to lay it over for now.
This bill will be laid on the informal calendar. Senator from the 23rd.
Would you recognize the senator from Cape for a privilege motion on Senate Bill 202?
Senator from Cape Girardeau, you are recognized for a privilege motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate refuse to concur in House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 202 as amended, and request the House to recede from its position and take up and pass Senate substitute for Senate Bill 202.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion?
Mr. President.
Senator from Cape Girardeau.
For the benefit of the body, Senate Bill 202 was the Senate version of paycheck protection. The House added, I didn't even read it. I don't even know what the House added. But we're not taking it. We're not taking it. And they can either take up and pass Senate Bill 202 or they can kill it. Their choice.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Cape Girardeau. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
All of those in favor of that privilege motion say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have passed that privilege motion.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Madam President. Without objection, some of the order of business are reports of standing committees.
Reports of standing committees. Senator from Howell.
Hello, Madam President. Your Committee on Ways and Means and Fiscal Oversight has a report.
Send the report forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Madam President, your Committee on Ways and Means and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 412 as amended, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Pergerson, Chairman.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Madam President. Would you recognize the senator from where else? Christian.
Senator, Senator from the 23rd, may I inquire of you?
Certainly.
Is it within the purview of the presiding officer to refuse to recognize somebody?
You lead the chamber, Madam President.
Well, since you ask. Senator from Christian.
On 412.
You're recognized for a motion on 412.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that House Committee Substitute for House Bill 412 with Committee Substitute be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Christian. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Christian.
This is, well,
Senator,
what's...
Senator, I'm sorry. It's my understanding that you have already been recognized to close on this particular
and
bill.
And I close.
You have heard the motion from the Senator from Christian. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 412, an act relating to the authority of the Board of Pharmacy with an emergency clause. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway,
aye.
Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the 11th votes aye. Senator from Phelps votes aye. By your vote of 34 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Senator from Christian, you are recognized for the emergency clause. Senator from Christian. Would you like to move for the adoption of the emergency clause?
I do move for the adoption of the emergency clause. The base bill in this is the legend.
Senator, that is a privileged motion. You do no explanation necessary or allowed. Thank you, Senator. You've heard the motion from the Senator from Christian that the emergency clause be adopted. Madam Secretary, please read the roll of the Missouri Senate.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the 11th votes aye. Senator from Phelps votes aye. Senator from the 1st votes aye. By your vote of 34 ayes, 0 no, you have adopted the emergency clause. Without objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Madam President. Without objection, Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Announcements. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Madam President. I have an announcement that the Senator from the 1st has absolutely no regard for Senate decorum. Not only did he put some things on my desk, but even worse, Madam President, he came and took things off of my desk.
The Senator from the 1st is properly chastised and will observe the decorum of the Senate. Senator from the 23rd.
Madam President, an announcement.
Yes.
The Republican caucus will meet immediately upon adjournment in the Senate lounge.
Senator from Powell, do you have an announcement?
So I, the
Fiscal Oversight Committee will meet at 8:45 in Hearing Room 1 to hear HJR 16 in the morning. And then also the Senate Procrastinators Club meets at 9 o'clock in the morning, but then we decided to wait till Saturday. Thank you, Madam President.
Duly noted, Senator. Senator from Franklin. Jefferson.
Just a quick announcement. The Senate Democratic Caucus once again will not meet. Thank you.
Duly noted. Further announcements? Seeing no further announcements, Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Madam President. Would you see if there are messages from the House?
There are messages from the House.
Would you please have those read?
Please read the messages from the House.
Madam President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House grants further conference on House Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 8 as amended, and the conferees be allowed to exceed the differences by removing all language relating to occupational disease. The Speaker has reappointed the conferees, Representatives Fisher, Nolte, Richardson, Meadows, and McManus. Also, the House has adopted Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 506 as amended, and has taken up and passed Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 506 as amended. Also, the House has adopted Senate Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 213, and has taken up and passed Senate Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 213. Also, the House has adopted...
The Senate can come to order so that we can hear the messages. Thank you. Continue reading, please.
The House has adopted Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 344 and has taken up and passed Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 344. Also, the House has adopted Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 464 as amended, and has taken up and passed Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 464 as amended. Also, the House has adopted Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 265 as amended, and has taken up and passed Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 265 as amended. Also, the House has adopted Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 38, and has taken up and passed Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 38. Also, the House has taken up and adopted the Conference Committee Report on House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 173, and has taken up and passed Conference Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 173. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Madam President. Do we have conferees to read in?
We do have conferees to read in.
Would you please have those read?
Please read the conferees.
Conference Committee Appointments on House Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 8 as amended. Senators Goodman, Crowell, Pierce, Callahan, and Green.
Senator from Jefferson, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Could I inquire the Senator from Cole real quick?
Senator from Cole, do you yield for inquiry from the Senator from Jefferson?
Absolutely.
He absolutely yields.
Thank you, Madam President. Senator, we have one day left.
Yes, sir.
What's going on with QIP?
It's quipped out.
So
there are
some
people talking about it. Yeah.
I guess I would say not everybody loves a Mike Kehoe deal.
That's...
That was not a great gavel.
Madam President.
Senator from Cole.
I request a firm gaveling when somebody uses another senator's name.
Senator, I am more than willing to oblige.
Thank you, Madam President.
You're welcome. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Madam President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourn until 9 a.m. Friday, May 13th, 2011.
You have heard the motion from the senator from the 23rd. All those in favor of that motion say aye. Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand in adjournment until 9 a.m. on Friday, the 13th of May.